to be before you and to have something to say from the Word of God. I want to read 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 16 and 17, and we'll get into the lesson. And David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto?" And yet this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord God. Amazing grace. In 1 Chronicles 17, verses 16 and 17, describes King David's humble prayer before the Lord, according to God's greatness and expressing gratitude for his blessings and promises. Newton saw a parallel between David's unworthiness and God's favor and his own transformation from a life of sin to a ministry of the gospel. The phrase "amazing grace" itself doesn't appear in the Bible, but the concept of God's grace and mercy is central to Christian theology and is found throughout the scriptures. The hymn of "Amazing Grace" was written by John Newton. It reflects on the transformative powers of God's grace in his own life, drawing inspiration from favorite biblical passages. Newton had a complex and dramatic life, transitioning from a life of sin and involvement in the slave trade to a life dedicated to God and fighting against slavery. Amazing Grace, the most famous Christian song, a hymn by John Newton, published in 1779. His experiences led to a spiritual awakening and conversion to Christianity. Some of us have had things in our life that have led us to a spiritual awakening and even a conversion to Christianity. The lyrics of "Amazing Grace" speak of being lost, but of now being found, of being blind, but now being able to see. This is where many are today. They are lost and they are blind. Now it's hard to shake off a mother's influence in John Newton's story. John Newton's earliest memories were of his godly mother who, despite frail health, devoted herself to nurturing his soul. At her knee, he memorized Bible passages and hymns. Though she died when he was about 7. He later recalled her tearful prayers for him. After her death, John altered between boarding school and the high seas, wanting to live a good life, but nonetheless falling deeper and deeper into sin. Pressed into service with the British Navy, he deserted, was captured, and was beaten as punishment. His subsequent thoughts vacillated between murder and suicide. "I was capable of anything," he recalled. More voyages, dangers, toils, and snares followed. It was a life unrivaled in fiction. Then on the night of March 9th, 1748, John, 23, was jolted awake by a storm that descended too suddenly for the crew to foresee. The next day in great peril, he cried to the Lord. He began praying for God's mercy, after which the storm began to die down. He began to read the Bible and other Christian literature. From that point on, he avoided profanity, gambling, and drinking. He later wrote that 10th of March is a day much remembered by me, and I have never suffered it to pass unnoticed since the year 1748. The Lord came from on high and delivered me out of deep waters. The next several years saw slow spiritual growth in John. But in the end, he became one of the most powerful preachers in British history, a powerful foe against slavery, and the author of hundreds of hymns. Two things John Newton remembered on his deathbed. One was that he was a great sinner. And two, that Christ is a great Savior. A great Savior. And if we don't remember anything else from this lesson today, we must remember that Christ is a great Savior. He's my Savior and he's yours. He helps us when no one else can. He's our only friend sometimes. He will never leave us nor forsake us. This is written. He knows all our weaknesses, and he still loves us. We are truly blessed to have a Christian life as we do. Not everyone has one, but everyone needs one. We can lift someone up, we should do that. If we can help someone out, we should do that. It's not too much for us. These things are written in the scriptures. If you're here tonight and you have anything that's problematic in your life that you think you need to turn it over to God. Whether he can help you. He can help you in everything and in every way. These are my thoughts for the night. If this lesson has touched you and you need to come forward, you can do that as we sing our song of invitation.